Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. Good to be with you as always. Thank you for staying with me today. Those of you who've been hanging around, if you just got here, welcome aboard. 800-531-3815, toll free coast to coast, 800-531-3815. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He is the chief home officer. He's the author of, I don't know how many books here. Let's see, something under a dozen, folks. The last one is called Teleworking and Telemarketing. Why do I always say that?
Because we get so bombarded by telemarketing.
It is, isn't it? It's teleworking and telecommuting, folks. Yeah. You think I'd say his book right as many times as I've read it and looked at it.
Get either
Jeffrey Zabar,
welcome, Amazon.
Welcome back. You just can't get good help these days, can
you? I tell you what. You can't get good radio show hosts to get your book right. Thank you very much for having me, as usual.
Small business is like a bunch of apples, right?
It's like a bunch of bananas. We're all crazy.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. I told you it'd be crazy when Jeff joins us. Jeffrey, what's on your mind today?
Oh, a little this, a little that, just trying to make it through another Thursday.
Yeah?
Getting that Seinfeld frame of mind, as I call it, when Thursday rolls around, must-see TV tonight, we have all sorts of things to look forward to, all that sort of stuff. So it's always a fun time in the Zabar Soho here.
There you go.
It's a cool thing indeed.
Hey, I've got something that you're very familiar with, because I know you've been doing it for a while, but I recently bought a new laptop. I've got an IBM ThinkPad, a T30. A titanium unit here, and brand spanking new. And I was given the option of Wi-Fi. Now, mm-hmm. I'm going to stop just a minute. I want you to tell us what Wi-Fi is.
Wi-Fi is wireless fidelity, is what it stands mm-hmm. for. And essentially, Wi-Fi is the ability to connect to the internet, or my barking dog in the background, wirelessly. So,
or a printer.
Or a printer or anything.
So any kind of a network. Any kind of
exactly.
a network. So I had the opportunity to add that on. I've forgotten a couple $100 to add that on and have it come from the factory, from IBM, already installed.
Alternatively, people just get Wi-Fi cards for anywhere between $50 to $100 and
right.
flip them into their PCMCIA slot, but you got it built in, which is really cool.
Exactly. And I thought, well, you know what? I don't need that right this minute, and so maybe I won't spend the extra money. And then I said, you know what? I bet you it won't be very long at all till I'll be glad I have that. So I went
right.
ahead and ordered it.
Well,
and guess when I was glad I had it?
Immediately. Immediate gratification.
The reason is, folks, I have a PC near where I broadcast from, but it is about two or three steps away, so I have to go over there. I've never really had a PC at the broadcast station in front of me. It's always been behind me, which has been okay. But I decided to use the laptop, the ThinkPad, at the broadcast station, and since at that place I don't have DSL hardwired. Now, I can have that, Jeff. I could get it pretty quickly,
uh-huh.
but somebody's going to have to go under the building and do all that anyway. And I thought, wait a minute, I got Wi-Fi.
Right.
So I bought the Wi-Fi router that connects to my DSL router.
Uh-huh.
And in a matter of literally, I took a day to get the router, and a matter of literally about 15 minutes, I was wireless.
You know what's amazing is the best part of that whole story, aside from the fact that you're now wireless and connected, is the fact that you made the decision at the time of purchase, am I going to need this? Am I not going to need this? How often do we make a decision that ends up being penny-wise, pound-foolish?
Exactly.
We say, well,
right.
I'm going to save the $200. And you know what? I'll do it later. Or I'll just buy a wireless card for $50
mm-hmm.
and keep it in the attaché or the carry case for my laptop, and I'll just slip it in. I mean, it's cumbersome. You've got to take it out or put it in every time you want to use it. You made the decision at the time of purchase with the forethought that eventually I'm going to see benefit here. And you know what? You saw benefit immediately. And that's the decision that we often, struggle to make. And often make the wrong decision.
Well, and look at me. I mean, I'm the guy who's sitting here espousing technology. I spent the last 30 minutes ranting and raving about using technology, and I had to actually stop and think about it a minute. I made the right decision, but it wasn't something that I just leapt at. I had to think about spending that $200 but as you say, it's now I've got a piece of equipment that wherever I go, whenever I can connect to another hotspot, a cafe or at an airport or a friend's office who might have a Wi-Fi capability there, I'm ready to go.
Well, and to play devil's advocate here, Ted Leonsis, who's one of the senior executives with AOL, I had one of my first job interviews was with him way back when I was first coming out of school. And one of his lines was their leading edge can make you bleed, which means if you get too far out there on the leading edge of tech, you spend a lot of money and time learning it. So,
the moral of that story is Wi-Fi is not on the bleeding edge anymore.
It's not anymore.
20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Jeffrey Zabar, 800-531-3815. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Joan Price, senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors. We'll be doing the most recent Kiplinger letter with Joan. Looking forward to that. That's got a good letter lined up for you this week already. And then in the next let me tell you about what's coming up tomorrow. Bob Manning is going to be with us. Bob is one of our top banking experts. He's going to talk to us about What's going on with credit in the United States? How's that going? Is it getting out of hand? And then after that, we're going to have an outstanding visit with the Fed's Mustang, the Federal Reserve Bank's Mustang. He's the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, Bob McTeer, and looking forward to getting Bob back on the show. He's a member of the Federal Open Market Committee, and he always does a good job of telling us what's going on in the economy. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. He's the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting. And, Jeffrey, tell us where the book's available. Are you there, Jeff? Bill, did we lose Jeff? I think we may have lost Jeff. Anyway, what I was talking about is, Bill gets Jeff back on the line. What I was talking about a minute ago, folks, is this Wi-Fi thing is so cool. And the good part about it is, now you've heard me talk about Wi-Fi before. I've talked about it with a couple of different experts, but this is the first week that I've actually owned this capability myself. And the good part about it is that you can walk around, you can wander around with it, you can take it from your office to the conference room, you can take it from your conference room out into the yard, you can literally go sit out in the yard in the courtyard or whatever when it's a beautiful day, you can sit outside and hear the birds chirp. With this Wi-Fi capability, as long as you don't get too far away, it's a little bit like, I guess it's a little bit like a portable phone. Jeff, are you there? See, I haven't got him back. Okay, it's a little bit like a portable phone. It's not like a cell phone. But it is kind of like a cell phone. For example, with a cell phone, as you know, you go from one cell to another cell, and when you go out of your area, you go to another company's group of cells, and that's the reason they call it a cell phone. And so you move around like that, and most of the time nowadays you're never without a connection, but sometimes you are without a connection. Well, Wi-Fi is sort of like that, but the problem right now is that you don't have a lot of people out there who have these Wi-Fi cells, who are what Jeffrey called hotspots. Now, my office is a hotspot now because I have Wi-Fi capability. That capability is in my area here, but if I had a friend downtown who I wanted to go work, or a client or somebody like that I wanted to go work with, if they had a hotspot, if they had their own Wi-Fi, I could just pick my laptop up and go down there and just turn it on, and it would find, I think maybe either it would find it on its own, or I might have to ask it to search for, or I might have to select the hotspot that would be displayed there. But, Jeffrey, we missed you.
We have returned.
Yeah. I was just talking about how... technology. Yeah. Sometimes it has a cruel sense of humor, doesn't it?
And I tell you what, right at the best times.
I was just saying that if you... With Wi-Fi, if you and I live nearby, and I could take my laptop over to your house, over to your place, and all I would do is would be to tell my laptop to select your hotspot, so to speak, your Wi-Fi environment would actually register on my computer.
Exactly.
And I could just tell it to pick that one instead of mine, and it would connect up.
That's what we're seeing with the power of Wi-Fi. And I just did an article recently for one of my local publications, actually two of them. That's what we do. We repurpose articles. Well, we did it for South Florida CEO Magazine, and we did it for the South Florida Sun Sentinel as well, two articles looking at the business of Wi-Fi. There's a company down here in South Florida called Broadband Oasis. Mm-hmm. And what Broadband Oasis does is they have set up hotspots in a dozen restaurants that have a very strong lunchtime executive / business crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I interviewed the owner of the restaurant, and he's like, we do a lot of traffic with these guys in suits, and they're always carrying their laptops, but it's totally unproductive time. So you find restaurants doing it. You find, again, airports. Atlanta Hartsfield has it throughout many of the terminals. Starbucks is doing it in some of their locations. What you do is you just turn it on. It automatically finds the location. Now, the problem is with many of these, not a problem, but the situation is with many of these facilities, you can't just log on and be on. You have to subscribe to a service because it's a paying access.
Right.
You're not able to use your Bell South access or your
That's
AOL
the issue
access.
Is that that when you use it, you do have to pay for it, unless you're using a friend. I mean, if you came to my office, you could use mine, and there'd be no charge because you're my friend. But or if you went to a client's office, they probably wouldn't charge you, or vice versa. But if it's a public domain type of situation, then you're going to have the service availability.
And that's the way it's set up, and it's usually like $10 a day or $30 a month. Or this one down here is $200 for the year. But $10 a day, if you can actually be productive for the day, you know, say you have a three-hour lunch meeting, you need to show somebody a presentation, it's on your desktop back at the office, but you brought your laptop, your ability to be that productive, you know, $10 is you'll spend more on that in drinks, during the first 30 minutes.
Or maybe, you know, you say, you know what, I got work to do, but I'm sick of takeout.
Right.
You know, I think I'd like to go out and get some fresh air and be somewhere else. And you go sit in a cafe, an outdoor cafe somewhere or something like that, and have a sandwich and enjoy the outdoors, but you take your laptop with you and you return some email or you do some work.
Right. And in fact, what they're doing now is they're creating clouds, like an entire like a destination would be Wi-Fi enabled, as opposed to just a restaurant or a single location. So you can sit outside or go to another location.
Mm-hmm. Airports too, folks. They're more and more like that. Tim Till, stay with us. Right back with Jeffrey Zabar, the author of Teleworking and Telecommuting.
Nailed it.
Jeffrey, give us your website, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And, folks, I am there right now. You get to find out who Jeff is. You find out about some of his success stories, some of the home office success stories that he's written about, and you can read about his articles. You can find out about his books, which he has more than one. He's written like five or six.
Yeah, we have a few out there.
Home Office Know-How, Safe at Home, which is really still an outstanding book, folks, if you want to make sure that you protect yourself and your stuff. Jeff gives you the skinny on that in his book, Safe at Home. And those are available in addition to you at your website. They're available wherever books are sold, aren't they, Jeff?
Yeah, most of them are.
Yeah, and so check that out when you get a chance. And we can read your byline online at Sun Sentinel?
Yeah, sun-sentinel.com. That's the Fort Lauderdale Area Metro Daily.
If you want to go get once a week, your most current offering is posted there?
Yeah, it's every Monday. You'll see, I do a marketing column that's there every Monday, and then every other Monday, which this Monday will be the other Monday. I do a small business technology column called BizTech that talks about the things that we're talking about today, whether it's Wi-Fi, laptops, flat panel displays, all sorts of technology that makes the small business home office work better.
Right. Have you seen the commercial where they're doing an antique roadshow? And the guy sitting there with a 1970s model telephone with a cord coming out of it. Have you seen that?
I've not seen it.
And it's an antique roadshow, and the guy's saying, And this is a cord, and these people used to be connected to the wall by this. And you know, and then he goes on to say, do you have any idea what the value of this antique is? And he says, you know, zip.
Right.
Bupkis.
Right. How true it is.
Yeah, and it's a commercial. I've even forgotten what company it is, but it's a commercial for wireless. And,
right.
And you know, I remember, Jeffrey, 6 or 8 or 9 years ago, hearing a guy with the telephone company make a visioning presentation, and he said, you know, he said the day will come when you will not be wired at all for telecommunication in your home.
Right.
And Jeffrey, we're there, aren't we?
We're pretty close.
If you want to be, we're already there.
Well, think about how many people. In the past week, I've spoken to 2 or 3 people who use their cell phone for all their long distance.
Yeah.
Okay, because it's just all included. You know,
they spend
$40, $50, $60, $70 a month for a fat bucket of minutes, and they make all their long distance on their cell phone. I read a statistic that showed that Bell South, for the first time in its history, its number of landline new installations dropped in 2002 for the first time in history, because more people, kids going to college and people, you know, who may be renting an apartment, are using their cell phone and saying, to heck with a landline, I've got my cell phone, what more? How many more numbers do I need?
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing the transition. We're seeing the sort of the evolution and the transformation of telecommunications from a connected sort of environment into an untethered environment. It's really cool to see, because, and now we're seeing convergence of all these devices. There's those 3G phones, third generation
mm-hmm.
phones, that can access the web. They can send and receive email. They are full functional phones. They can synchronize with your desktop.
What about the ones with the two-way communication?
Yeah, like the Nextel with the two-way radio built
mm-hmm.
in, and it's nationwide.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's
with
cool,
all of this, we're eventually going to be able to have. I mean, I have a BlackBerry. Many people have a Palm. You have all these things that are, but I have to carry my cell phone. I mean, BlackBerry makes a cell phone, you know, email device.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, many of us are still stuck in, got cell phone in one pocket and PDA in the other,
convergence is happening in front of our very eyes.
It's happening, and the price is dropping. And we were talking about the bleeding edge, you know, the leading edge making you bleed. We're going to see that, we're going to sort of staunch the bleeding over the next year. And we're going to see devices that are going to be totally connected to the way we work and allow us to be completely mobile. So that we don't have to, for example, carry 2 phones, or we can carry our desktop wherever we go in the sense of our contacts and our database.
Here's the thing to remember, Jeff. We don't call places anymore. We call people.
Right.
We don't connect with places. We connect with people.
Right.
Because they can be anywhere, and you can still get a hold of them.
Right.
So
exactly.
Just some things to think about, folks, as you plan your business. Everything that Jeff and I have just been talking about are ways to leverage your vision in your small business.
Right.
Jeffrey, give us your website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Check it out, folks. It's worth the trip. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, Jim.
See you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Z-B-A-R, if you're typing that into the search engines. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, each and every one. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.